This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, a preferred partner for mortgage brokering. Well, with us on the phone is still Ms. Sarah Jarik. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Housing Counseling at Housing Urban Development, aka HUD. Now, Sarah, I want to get into some questions. I've been in the business since 1997 as a mortgage broker and banking before I was a broker. And the housing counseling was never really up there. We always told people where to go. Here's the website or here's the information and counselors they can get in touch with. But there seems to be so many myths out there. I even have myths that were in my head, and that's why I wanted to have you on here, because it is important of what you're doing, because so many mortgage people and real estate agents are putting on first-time homebuyer seminars. They're coming to me saying, hey, can you talk in front of my people? And who's to say that I'm qualified or someone else is qualified? I like to think I'm qualified. But what are these myths about the housing counseling? Because they should be going through you.
Well, it's a great question. I think there's a lot of different kinds of myths. One that you mentioned is all housing counseling and housing education the same? And the answer is absolutely not. And so HUD requires of our agencies that they be absolutely impartial, act in the consumer's best interest, not benefit from a sale or a loan, and that they have training so that they're providing expert information. Lots of folks can offer very good education seminars, and they do, but if in the end there's a big difference if you're looking to close a deal at the end of that seminar or if you're truly interested in the best interests of the family, which may be not to buy. I think the housing counselors in the HUD network do a little happy dance if a family realizes that they're just not ready to buy a home at this time. A myth I get quite a bit is that housing counseling is really only for very low-income purchasers, and I think there's an assumption that if it's government, it must be for very poor people and not really for, I would say, the average person in the market. But in fact, counseling from a HUD-approved agency is available to people regardless of their income and regardless of their housing problem. As we mentioned before, we have housing counseling for renters, for folks at risk of homelessness, for people who need home repair, for seniors who are thinking about a reverse mortgage. And a lot of our agencies provide all or most of those services. So that's a myth I come across quite a bit.
Now, it's interesting. I'm thinking about my own scenario. I got married about a year and a half ago, and we have a 10-month-old. And as much as I know about real estate, you throw in a spouse, and it's like starting all over.
A spouse and a baby, right?
Oh, and a baby. But I'm just saying, your finances, everything changes, and what I know I can be afford, what I can get approved for, is not necessarily what I can afford. A lot of people know that.
And congratulations, by the way, on your family situation. It's great. I think that one of the things I've heard in classes that I sit in on is, home ownership is a sticky decision. It's not easy to sell. You can't predict the exact timing, and you better be sure you're ready financially in case you have triplets or in case you get a transfer in your job. Something unexpected happens, and the housing counselors spend a lot of time with the family going through their budgets, making sure they understand them, and making sure they understand the costs of the home. The recent studies that have come out show that most people still get their information from the real estate agent or the lender about what they can afford. And as you know, the professional incentive is to try to sell the biggest loan possible or the most expensive home possible. What we try to do is just help the folks decide for themselves what they want to afford and let them underwrite themselves to some extent and set the budget before they go into the transaction.
That's wonderful. And one of the things that I heard you say before we did the interview today, it's not about finding a counselor. It's actually finding someone that you're going to create a relationship with. Can you go into a little bit more about that?
Sure. you know, that's true for all of real estate. I think, you know, real estate agents and the mortgage lenders are terrific. And the good ones create a real bond and trust that that keeps the consumer coming back. And it's the same with housing counseling agencies. The consumer and other partners have to feel that it's the right fit. Different agencies and counselors have different personalities and philosophies, and so we encourage shopping around. And by the way, the way to find a housing counseling agency that's HUD approved is not hard. We have a website. It's www.hud.gov/housing counseling, all one word. So I'll say that again. It's www.hud.gov/housing counseling. And at that site, you can find out about our program, and you can also locate a housing counseling agency by looking up your state, and they're listed by city. And you should check out the websites and see who you think is a good fit for your situation.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me on the phone Sarah Jarique. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Housing Counseling at Housing Urban Development, a.k.a. HUD. And I am your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to the Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Sarah, a lot of our listeners are real estate agents and mortgage people. What value does the HUD's housing counseling program bring to them?
Well, a lot of real estate agents and lenders really like working with housing counseling agencies and have developed very strong partnerships. I met one yesterday, actually, that's serving on the board of a housing counseling agency, and they work with them for a lot of different reasons. I think on one level, as we've been talking about, housing counselors provide that impartial source of information that really helps generate trustworthy relationships all the way around. They help the first-time homebuyer assess readiness. In some ways, that may help divert applicants who aren't ready, and so they won't waste your time. On the other side, they identify ready applicants who might not be reached by your traditional marketing effort. A lot of these organizations are very much community-based, and they have very deep roots in the neighborhood, and sometimes will be more trusted than folks who are just doing a traditional marketing push. I think housing counselors really do improve consumers' credit profile substantially. And there's a lot of research supporting that a counseled consumer has more savings, better credit, less likelihood of default than an identical consumer who was not counseled. So you're just getting a better bargain and a better borrower than otherwise. There are a few programs that are very creative, and so I've seen housing counseling agencies work with lenders to provide a second look program. If a lender has to deny a client, they may say, but here, why don't you work with this housing counseling agency so that at least we can give you some benefit from going through the experience of being denied. And I guess one other thing I'd highlight is that housing counselors often have access to a number of subsidy programs and down payment assistance programs that can really be helpful, and they can help the consumer go through the eligibility process, and that can make a huge difference on the affordability of the home. So those are just a few.
Well, those are very powerful few things. But Sarah, so if someone's listening right now and they want to get involved with you and get it about the Second Look program or the down payment assistance program, instead of just turning someone down, saying, you know what, I want you to call here, do they go to the HUD.gov website, or is there what's the next step for them?
I think for real estate professionals that haven't worked with housing counseling agencies before and would like to, I'd encourage them to go to our website, hud.gov/housing counseling, just get familiar with the program. And on that site, they'll find a search engine for housing counseling agencies in a particular area. We also have on our site some national intermediaries and state housing finance agencies that participate in our program for the larger lenders in particular that may want to have more coverage. I think like any professional relationship, the next step is really a meeting. You want to see and talk to the people involved. You might want to attend a class or ask to meet some clients who might be willing to tell you about their experience so that you can make sure that it's a business relationship you want to pursue. And then whether it's a referral relationship or a more programmatic relationship, there are lots of models out there. And my office is happy to work with folks interested in programmatic, what are some of the creative options. We worked with one lender who structured a down payment assistance program working with housing counseling agencies, and it's been very successful for that lender.
Now, Sarah, before we wrap up, what is the main goal and focus of HUD's housing counseling program?
Our main goal is to empower the family. We want each family to make the best decision about their housing choice or to have the most options, really understand how housing is going to contribute to their happiness and long-term stability.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate you being on the phone with us because this is information we got to get out there to everybody. Thank you so much. Well, now available for our listeners, you have access to all our local real estate professionals that have appeared on the Todd LeBorowitz Show. Each segment is reproduced for you on our website at www.dcrealestateradio.com. That is www.dcrealestateradio.com. I want to thank all our preferred partners, Topaz Mortgage, Clothesline Settlements, The Insurance Exchange, Snow Goose Homes, and KO Creative. I also want to thank our producer, Craig Illner, with Metro Voice Media. Tune in to the Todd LeBorowitz Show next Saturday at 1 p.m. right here on Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. You need the inside scoop.